Good morning, everyone. I hope you are safe and sound and keeping warm. Today's gospel tells of Jesus' rejection in his hometown. We know this didn't deter him from his mission. May it encourage us to be faithful to our calling to share the good news of his love. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Almighty God, your Son has opened for us a new and living way into your presence. Give us new hearts and constant wills to worship you in spirit and in truth through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The word of God from Psalm 71. In you, O Lord, have I taken refuge. Let me never be ashamed.
In your righteousness, deliver me and set me free. Incline your ear to me and save me.
Be my strong rock, a castle to keep me safe. You are my crag and my stronghold.
Deliver me, my God, from the hand of the wicked, from the clutches of the evildoer and the oppressor.
For you are my hope, O Lord God, my confidence since I was young.
I have been sustained by you ever since I was born. From my mother's womb you have been my strength. My praise shall be always of you.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The Gospel according to St. Luke. Then he began to say to them, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." All spoke well of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. They said, "Is this not Joseph's son?" He said to them, "Doubtless you will quote to me this proverb, 'Doctor, cure yourself,' and you will say, 'Do here also in your hometown the things that we have heard you did at Capernaum.' And he said, 'Truly I tell you, no prophet is accepted in the prophet's hometown. But the truth is, there were many widows in Israel in the time of Elijah, when the heaven was shut up for 3 years and 6 months, and there was a severe famine all over the land. Yet Elijah was sent to none of them, except to a widow at Zarephath in Sidon. There were also many lepers in Israel in the time of the prophet Elisha, and none of them was cleansed except Naaman the Syrian." When they heard this, all in the synagogue were filled with rage. They got up, drove him out of town, and led him to the brow of the hill on which their town was built, so that they might hurl him off the cliff. But he passed through the midst of them and went on his way. The Gospel of Christ. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the Gospel today, we hear more of the story of Jesus facing his hometown crowd. Last Sunday, we just heard him read the scroll and say it had been fulfilled in their hearing. We heard that all eyes were fixed on him. This morning, we hear more of their reaction, and it didn't end too well. They wanted to throw him off a cliff. Today's gospel has a message and a warning for all of us who would communicate our faith to others. Since Epiphany is the season in which we learn of the unfolding of Jesus' ministry to the people, St. Luke, for one, does not want us to believe it was a simple and painless process, even for our Lord. He begins by saying some famous cautionary words. No prophet is accepted in the prophet's hometown. Preaching to the people of Nazareth, his own hometown, Jesus tells of the work of the prophets Elijah and Elisha, and of how they were able to help isolated sufferers, but by no means all of the people who were in need. This story was not one the people of Nazareth wanted to be told, not even from one of their own, of whom they had heard wonderful things he'd been doing elsewhere. At his next stop, Capernaum, His reception is quite different. He drives an unclean spirit from a man with simple, direct language, and the people are at first frightened and then astounded. Jesus has delivered a message, his message, in terms the people can accept and understand. Some places, things are easier than others. Some crowds are tougher than others. Some people are receptive, others are not. How it was for Jesus, so it will be for us. Part of our baptismal covenant, that's the agreement we have all made with God as baptized Christians, is to proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ. Today's gospel should make us consider two things. First, are we doing our part to proclaim the good news? Second, how do we respond when we see God's word not being heard or received? Well, are we people of good news? Do we talk about the good news with other people? Do we communicate with others that love is what is most important in life? If we aren't good with words, what about our actions? Can people see the good news of our loving God and loving people through what we are involved in, how we treat others, our concerns and passions? Secondly, when we see people roll their eyes, become indifferent or hostile to God's good news, what should we do? Give up? Push the panic button? Run for the hills? Get depressed? Do we get negative and bitter? No. In the gospel, Jesus passed through them and kept on going. His mission didn't stop. He didn't quit. He would face more rejection and ultimately pay with his life on the cross. And as we know, not even that would stop him. We remain faithful to our calling to continue the mission of Christ, to bring good news to a broken world, release to the trapped, to help others see, to let the oppressed go free. We are called to remain faithful in our witness, in our words and actions. We are called to be steadfast in faith. We keep going. Amen. Let us confess the faith of our baptism as we say, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray to God the Father, who has reconciled all things to himself in Christ. For peace among the nations, that God may rid the world of violence, and let peoples grow in justice and harmony. For the people of Ukraine, Yemen, Ethiopia, Afghanistan. Lord, hear our prayer. For those who serve in public office, that they may work for the common good. Lord, hear our prayer. For Christian people everywhere, that we may joyfully proclaim and live our faith in Jesus Christ. For Todd, our bishop, and this parish of Trinity Simcoe. Lord, hear our prayer. For those who suffer from hunger, sickness, or loneliness, that the presence of Christ may bring them health and wholeness. On our parish prayer list, we pray for Angela, Bart, Pam, Rick, Jamie, Anne, Angie, Rudy, Andrew, Jim, Carol, Paula, and those only known to you as well as those on our long-term prayer list. Lord, hear our prayer. For all who have passed from this life in faith and obedience, trusting that they are at peace in the eternal love of God, for the life and witness of Dorothy White, and for Peter and his family in their grief. Lord, hear our prayer. Let us commend ourselves and all for whom we pray to the mercy and protection of God. Amen. Living God, in Christ you make all things new. Transform the poverty of our nature by the riches of your grace, and in the renewal of our lives make known your glory through Jesus Christ our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the Church and in Christ Jesus, for ever and ever. Amen. And may the word of the Lord take root in your hearts and inspire you to proclaim the good news of freedom, vision, liberty, and joy. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and all those you love and serve this day and always. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.